Hello, this is Kay Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to Women Are Not Funny Radio, where today we are certain to prove the premise wrong. Because our guest today is a woman, and she is genuinely funny. Let me tell you about our guest. Rebecca Rainier is an Emmy Award-winning newscaster who was the morning show anchor for the ABC station in Toledo, Ohio, for many years. That required years and years of going to work in what most of us would call the middle of the night. But she is the mother of teenage sons, and she was aware that soon she wouldn't be having them at home, so she wanted to change her lifestyle. She's also the wife of her high school sweetheart, which means that every day at her house is a high school reunion. Now, she continues as a television reporter. She does a feature for the ABC station about once a week. She also writes a humor blog weekly, or a humor column weekly for her local paper. And she blogs brilliantly at doesthisblogmakeusookfat.com, and she tweets as Laugh It Off. Some of you know her. Those of you who don't really should, because she's hilarious. She is America's foremost diet humorist. And I'm so happy, Rebecca, to call you a friend, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm going to have to ask you two very serious and difficult questions just to put this interview in context. Are you ready for that?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm ready. Hit me.
Okay. I ask everyone, so don't, you know, don't feel bad, but I just really need to know. Mm-hmm. Are you using this appearance as a stepping stone to something better?
Yes, I am. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That hurts.
Yes, Kay, I am. I'm using you. I'm using you, and when I feel like you're tired, I'm going to walk away.
Well, how about this?
Okay,
are you trying to take over my show?
No, I'm not trying to take it over. I shan't take it over. I have enough projects in my life. I'm here to dazzle you for a half an hour, and then I will be, you know, doing the glamorous things like laundry and emptying the dishwasher. So, no, I'm not going to take it over.
But
unless there's a groundswell of support, you know, if the people oust you, there's nothing I can do about that.
See, I knew there'd be a proviso. That probably comes from being married to an attorney, doesn't it? He's taught you to put in a few waivers and disclaimers into every conversation.
There's always a hold harmless.
Well, I told you that there were three things that I wanted us to talk about today. And it was your great idea that we have what we would consider on Women Are Not Funny Radio a truncated conversation, that this may become the format. We're only going to be here for 30 minutes today, and that is, you know, for me that's a challenge since I just love to talk, but I think it's actually a good idea, and I have three things that I'm desperate to talk with you about. One of them is, Rebecca, I am suffering from no appetite. I have completely lost my appetite. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm jealous of you because I don't think that's ever happened to me that I can recall. No, one time I lost my appetite in high school, two times. One time that husband you talked about, he was my boyfriend at the time, and he broke up with me. And so I couldn't eat for just weeks. But I looked really great, so then we started going out again. So that was like the upside. And then I had mono in high school. But other than that, I mostly don't lose my appetite. I really don't know how to relate to you on that, girl. I think it's I can almost always eat.
Well, you know what? I normally don't have this problem either, and I'm certainly not elderly. But in fact, let me just say, you know, for the record, I know very little about elderly. You know, I wouldn't I wouldn't know elderly if I saw it walking down the street. You know, I don't think. But I am very sad these days, and I have suffered something of a heartbreak. Sometimes I'm profoundly sad. I mean, this may be the true diet secret, the one, given your experience, heartbreak or get mono diet, something like
right.
that might be the next diet book. But one of the things I've read for a long time is that it's a problem for the elderly that once they lose their appetite, it's almost impossible to get it back. And I'm certainly having, like I said, not elderly, but I'm having a hard time.
Well, I want you to have your appetite so that you are strong and non-elderly, unless you want to be elderly.
One of the things, and actually, most people aspire to be elderly. They
it's
spend
the
their
best
entire
way to
life
go. Better than the alternative.
Yeah. But my situation, and part of the reason that we're having Fitness Month on Women Are Not Funny Radio, is that I do need to have some surgery, and actually cannot have surgery until I get stronger. And so, I have an incentive to really get fit. But this appetite thing is making it difficult. Now, today, there's this wonderful blog that I read of a friend, Daria Pino, who's a food scientist, has a wonderful summer tomatoes blog, and every Friday she gives kind of a digest of wonderful links to go to. And I read today, Rebecca, that celery is high in pesticides.
Really?
And that was enough to make me squeamish. I just think, oh my goodness, who would want celery?
Well,
what
don't
do
they say that's
that?
One of the negative caloric foods? Although I heard that's a myth. It's like takes you more calories to chew celery than it actually is in celery. So,
I just read that and went, oh yuck! I use it a lot in soups and that sort of thing, and I'm not much of a celery muncher, but still, I read that and I said, oh no. And that's kind of, the way I'm going these days. The slightest thing kind of gets me totally disinterested in food. But
you need to be stronger. You need to eat. So you eat what I'm supposed to be eating, and then we'll both be perfect.
Well, I wonder, one of the things that has happened is your blog has become more successful, and you have such a high profile as a blogger in that space, it appears to me that a lot of manufacturers are constantly sending you food products to try out and review.
They do. We get a lot of food and, diet food or foods that would work into your diet. So mostly we just try to give it away as a gift to our readers, as a thank you so much for reading. But, we get a lot of opportunities to try what the new thing would be, and mostly they're good. I mean, mostly I feel like when you're trying to diet, or let's say not diet, but let's say live a healthy lifestyle, you certainly have to do, it's like by hook or by crook. You got to do whatever you can think of, whatever works for you. And so, it's nice to get a variety of the stuff. Some people have the sweet tooth, some people like cheese, and we get all kinds of different options to sort of see, ooh, this is a great possibility to maybe stop the craving of whatever it is you really shouldn't be eating. So, we get a lot of fun things.
Well, absolutely, and it makes your blog really fun to read. But one of the things that I think is so cool about it is, I happen to know, and I blog, but I don't blog in the same sort of, workmanlike way that you do. You put a lot of work and a lot of time into your blog, and so the fact that you are getting all of this attention from manufacturers who are in the space, that is a sign of your success, I think, and I think that's very cool.
Thank you. Yeah, every morning we try to come up with at least we try to do something 5 times a week that gives you something fun to think about when you go on about your day, so that's one thing, but we have an audience of people that manufacturers want. I mean, we do have obviously mostly women, and they're a lot of times struggling with weight, whether or not, some have 10 pounds, some have 5 pounds, and some have, a lot more than that to lose. So we really have a targeted set of eyeballs for people. So I think that's what, if you're an advertiser or a manufacturer, that's what you're looking for. So, we know who's reading us for the most part, and that's a valuable thing.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the fun thing about your blog, too, is that in addition to being really funny, is that you are funny about things that we can all relate to. And you actually, even though you are claiming that you have had no loss of appetite since the high school breakup with your husband and the mono, recently you wrote about the anxiety caused by the graduation party you're going to be throwing. You lost your appetite briefly for that, I think.
Yes, right? I do. I have periods of losing the appetite when I think about the graduation party. Graduation parties have become sort of Oscar night around these parts. I mean, people just go crazy for them. They plan and they fix their whole house up, and they, you know. So I definitely have some concern because all the other things I'm doing, I haven't weeded anything yet. I mean, it's now May, whatever, 7th, and I have done no weeding. So, yeah, I'm very anxious about the things. There's definitely a keeping up with the Joneses things going on with the graduation party, and we're going to fail. We're going to fail.
Well, just think how wonderful, though, that is making the other mothers feel, you know, the ones who are obviously competing and trying to cause the anxiety attacks. That's going to make them feel like they have really
succeeded.
They are going to win, yeah. Maybe you could write a congratulations for them, you know, in your weekly newspaper column or give awards for that. That's really great.
Absolutely a good idea. Most creative ideas,
but
too.
Rebecca, you have such a cool way of laying out your life and being very, very, very open and transparent and funny about it, about laundry, issues of laundry. And one of the blog entries that I read that really was the inspiration for inviting you as my guest today was your blog about, your post about this new Insanity workout DVD system that you bought. But what was so terrific about it is not only did you tell us about buying it and tell us about doing it, but you revealed that you bought it used. Did you buy it at a garage sale or on eBay?
No, I did the Amazon thing. Some other poor sap also opened it up and thought, no way. And then decided to put it on Amazon. So I went that route. And I mean, if it's really great or something, maybe I'll go log on and pay full price and all that kind of stuff. Because I know I know a couple of people that do the Beach Body thing. That's a, you know, a whole workout company, and they're great people and they're very helpful. So, but the DVD is, I got to say, I did it for a good 5-6 days very religiously, and then I have been bad this week. So, I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard. It's really, really hard.
Let me tell you, that is what I wanted to talk with you about, because when I read your post that you had bought this thing, I listen, I do not look down on you for buying it from an Amazon seller, because I buy things from them all the time. It's a very, you know, very good thing. But I read reviews of this workout on the Amazon.com website. And one of them, I went back to today, she said it begins with a brutal warm-up. And then she says it has vertical jumps, ski jumps, frog jumps, power jumps, diamond jumps, switch jumps, hurdle jumps. Rebecca, I didn't even know there were that many kinds of jumps.
I know, neither did I. There's squat jumps. It is explosive movement, most of it. Now, I'm trying it. I cannot get through these DVDs. They're each one about 40 minutes long, and I cannot get through them. However, I will say, some DVDs with workout videos, the moves are complicated. You know what I mean? You're doing things it's too complicated.
A lot of choreography.
Choreography, exactly. So that you don't feel like you're working out. You're more studying where your feet are supposed to be. These things, it's not a complicated move. It's just a hard move. So what I did find is that, you know, I can get this. I don't know if I'll always ever make it through a whole 40 minutes without, you know, being perfect or anything. But I'll tell you, you do feel like, I did 4 of these jumps. I can do 5 tomorrow. I mean, you can jump. You know what I'm saying? Well, so that kind of stuff was encouraging. It's like, I can't.
That was amazing to me. I read about it, and then we talked on the phone shortly after that, and I said, are you really doing it? And you had just done it, and you know, excuse me, you had done a really good job of it, and we're very encouraged. And I thought, I mean, I was impressed, man.
Thank you. I was totally
impressed because I can tell this is very extreme. But see, that is the other thing that I was interested in talking with you about, because you not only know from your own experience, but you do talk to a lot of women through your blog and through emails and their contacts with you about their own experience. I find myself, when, you know, I'm in a period right now where I really need to start on a serious exercise program to be stronger for surgery, mm-hmm. and I am very motivated by the extreme. So I think, okay, well, I'll let's see, I'll go from a crawl to walking 15 miles a day, and I'll only sit on an exercise ball, so the entire time I'm sitting, I'll be working my core. And then
right.
I'll sleep on my Pilates Performer, so if I kind of
right.
wake up in the middle of the night, I can, you know, put in a few. And I start out with that kind of extreme sort of plan, you know. What
right.
do you think about that?
Well, I think we do that. I think I do that, too. I think we all – it's not about, hey, I'd like to lose 5 pounds. It's, hey, I would like to look like, you know, Halle Berry in my bikini. I mean, it really, in your head, you make these plans that are ridiculous.
Well,
and,
it's
I mean,
just,
it's difficult because you have that, oh, you're supposed to dream big, right? Everybody says, oh, you can't achieve it unless you dream it. But, yeah, sometimes I think we do set ourselves up for you know, failure. It's like, okay, well, I've been doing this DVD 2 times, and I'm not skinny. What the heck? Yeah, I
yeah.
mean, you definitely have to adjust your expectations and then congratulate yourself for the walking the 5 minutes, and then tomorrow you walk 6 minutes.
But I'm talking about something a tiny bit different, I think, and that is just the whole idea that the extremity itself is what is motivating. You know, the whole idea
yeah.
that doing something outrageous is motivating. How do
yeah,
you get around, how do you get around that?
How do I get around that? Well, I don't know.
How do I get around it? You don't
how
have
do you
to
get around that? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, do you always achieve those things that you are
excited? Oh, goodness,
excited?
No. Goodness, no, 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 no.
Well, then you have to keep thinking of them. What's, I mean, basically, at our age, at the age we are now, we're full-grown adult women, right? So mm-hmm. our brains are working the way they're going to work.
Yeah, no,
you
that
know?
Is so true. That is
it's
so sad.
They work.
It is so sad.
It can be sad, but it also can be like, okay, I know myself, and this is the way I think. So how can I make that work for whatever it is, whether it's this DVD or I have an occasion that I want to look a certain way or surgery I need, whatever the thing is. If you know you think like that, then think like that and make it work. Thinking isn't doing, and that's the key part of it is wanting it doesn't make it happen. Wanting it isn't the will to make it happen. You got to do the thing, and there's no doubt that exercise and diet is like that. I mean, I am the perfect classic, read every diet book, but then didn't complete whatever the situation the diet recommended was. So it's wanting it ain't having it. So you have to do the action steps, and that's where we big thinkers have to be careful. You know, it's like, okay, this thing is boring. I want this big goal,
yeah.
but the thing I need to get there to get it is boring, or it's hard, or it's monotonous. So that's where, when you have the big idea, you can get, you know, tripped up. So you got to know that to get there, it's the little ideas in between that make it.
I think you're right, and I think the other, you know, trap for some of us, and I definitely count myself here, is that sometimes buying the DVD feels like action. You know,
wait,
you think
I bought this. I've just done something for Pete's sake.
Exactly. I've taken action. I bought the DVD. Now, one of the things that I've learned fairly recently from mm-hmm. another one of our friends, Jackie Silver, who's on Twitter as Aging Backwards, I think you know her,
mm-hmm.
is that the thing about DVDs, exercise DVDs, it's a good idea to mix them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had always thought that the goal was to buy the perfect DVD, learn that workout, and do it, you know, beautifully, do it perfectly, and then just drive that one home. But she says, no, mix it up. Make a big, make a big basket full of your DVDs and kind of pick one. And so that kind of goes along with what you're doing with Insanity.
Yeah, it's a lot of different DVDs, and so you don't get so boring. I mean, I like that part about it, that every day it's there's like five of them for the week, and so you don't get – with the DVD, obviously, they say the same thing at the same time. So if you're doing the same one every day, you're like, oh, yes, this is where he tells me to squeeze the buttocks. Okay. You know what I mean? You're like – you almost – it's like Mystery Science Theater at one point because you're sick of it. So having a – mix it up a little bit with the DVD, I would definitely say is a good thing.
Well, you really have another reason to exercise besides your own health, and that is to set a good example for your sons. And I know they're both athletic and involved in wrestling, and that is the motivation for you, besides caring about the people generally in your region, to be involved in this huge fundraising project. So tell us about that.
Well, yes, my sons are motivating to me for the most part because they're more – I see the result of their effort when it comes to sports. My campaign, it's on a Pepsi Refresh campaign. I mean, I know anybody that does anything in social media has to know about this by now. Pepsi Refresh, they're giving away money to community projects based on how much community support you can get. So we decided to go for it. We don't have a weight room or a wrestling room. We have 16% unemployment, and we thought, well, the only way our school can get this is if we raise the money ourselves. There's no tax money for this. There's no, we got to do this on our own. So we saw Pepsi Refresh and thought, well, let's give that a try. So it's kind of exciting for us. Our mission is to expand physical education in our community. And but what we're doing, the method is to get people to vote online. And if you go to that Refresh Everything site and type in Mule or Mules, that's us. We're the only high school with the Kicking Mules as a mascot. Isn't that funny? It is funny. The baseball team around here is the Toledo Mudhens, and my high school is the Kicking Mules, so we like the unique names. But, yeah, I'm motivated. You see stuff on television, let's fight childhood obesity. That's great. That sounds great. Let's do that. And this is a project, talk about big ideas. This is action. This is expanding the opportunity for these kids in this town to be healthy. They're going to be in school learning about how to work out. They're going to have the facility to do it. They're going to have a chance to compete in their sports against other teams that already have the kind of facilities that we're trying to build. So I'm very motivated to try to help do this in my community. But in a larger sense, I mean, we're talking about, you saw the stock market yesterday. In Michigan, which is where I'm living, 16% unemployment is ridiculously hard to live with. I mean, the people, we don't have extra money to do big fund campaigns. Nobody has an extra 10 bucks here and 20 bucks here. We are strapped. So the idea that I could get that I could get Pepsi, that I could get a corporate sponsor, that I could get a corporate investment into our community was really motivating to me. I really felt like, gosh, Pepsi, we need this, we deserve it, and this $250,000 will help every single person that lives in our community. So I'm like, okay, there's the big idea. Let's go for it. Now, that's the big idea. The small idea is I got to get every single vote every single day. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I need you to log on and click on our project. So that's the hard idea, the day-to-day, making sure people are moving towards the same goal at the same time. And,
right.
That's the hard part, getting people to share our project. And not only motivating our own community, but motivating outside of our community. The great thing about these Pepsi Refresh projects is that we're teaming up with other schools who also have projects in different funding categories. They're not competing against us. But we're helping them and voting for their project, and they're helping us voting for our project. So that really, that aspect of it. You vote for us, you vote for them, and then while you're on there, you get 10 votes. You can vote for an autism cause that maybe moves you, or maybe your charity is, you always do animal rights or animal cruelty. There's charities on there across the board. So we feel like when we bring people to that Pepsi Refresh campaign, we are offering them an opportunity to not only support us, but support anything that moves them with a click. It is free. So it's a lot easier to sell when you're asking, you know, hey, you just have to click. You don't have to buy anything. It's a lot easier to do that than to ask people to part with $5, $10, $20. So we feel really good about, you know, doing this. We hope we win, but we also know that when we bring people to that site, we're helping a lot of charities. So that's what I'm doing. If anybody, you know, goes on Refresh Everything and happens to type in mules, that's what I'd love you to do. I mean, it's a concrete project. It's not, you know, it's going to be a building, and it's going to be for kids. So
we'll put a link to the voting site on the replay of this call. But one of the things that you have done that I think is just so clever is a video that's on YouTube called Get a Room. Did you come up with that idea? Yeah.
Yes, the concept was my concept, and then I went to the high school and I said, okay, kids, let's hit it. And they did a great job. I mean, you have a good idea or a concept of something. These teenagers are just funny, and they're creative, and they're energetic, and they bring something much better to the table that you would have never thought of. They just did a great job. So, yeah,
well, they really did. And they probably liked the idea that it was a little bit PG-13, a little innuendo there.
Yeah,
the
phrase we thought would catch people's eyes. One of the things I read about YouTube is, I mean, you're trying to get a viral video, and that's almost impossible. But one thing that that helps is if you have a title that is a little bit, you know, at least intriguing, to say the least.
Right, right.
So,
well,
yeah, help teenagers get a room.
So, but it's a really cute commercial and really well done. And I just wondered, you know, in terms of taking that sort of humorous approach, was that a difficult thing at all? Did you meet it up with any opposition or criticism for that?
No, not really. I mean, in terms of the Get a Room video, because it basically, if you watch, it's the most innocent thing you've ever seen, and that's what we're trying to do. I mean, the kids are walking around with Get a Room T-shirts.
Yeah, it's
darling. If you have the idea that it's something else, then that's just what you bring to the table. So, yeah, we had no problems because it is the most wholesome kind of, I mean, you watch it and it's just kids really being funny. You know, they're just fun. And so, yeah, no, we've had nothing but love when it comes to that. And,
so
you know, if Ellen DeGeneres, I know Ellen DeGeneres is a huge fan of your show. So if she wants to get in touch with me to put it on, I mean, we'll fly out to California and put it on there for her.
You're open to such things. Well, you know,
yeah.
The thing is, are you into weights yourself?
Am I into weights? No, I have actually been way too much cardio, and with this new DVD and the new weight, I really am starting to realize that I see the results of the weightlifting that we really spend so much time doing all that treadmill stuff that, especially women, we don't think enough about how important it is to build muscle. And so I'm trying to learn more about being better about lifting weights. My sons, my husband, they're all muscle bound, so they're trying to get mom with the program.
That's the thing. I knew they were, and so I thought perhaps that they had already done it. I am mocked by a very good looking set of kettlebells, and for a period of time, I had something going on with one of my Twitter friends where every time I saw her icon, I'd jump up and do lateral raises.
Wonderful.
In order to get Michelle Obama arms, you know.
Such a high standard.
That is a high standard, but I tell you what, lateral raises will, you know, take you a long way in that direction. Listen, Rebecca, thank you so much for your time today, and I wish you every success on your quest to, as you say, not only talk about childhood obesity, but to put a program in place and put a facility in place that actually does something about it. It's really an amazing and important project there in that community. What is your deadline, your fundraising deadline?
We are going to be raising money, or I guess raising votes for this through May. We have the month of May. Now, they may roll us up if we don't win, which we don't want to think about, but if we don't win, they also put us in for June. So, but we're really trying to get all the votes we can in May during the school year, because that's when, you know, you have the most kind of concentrated eyeballs.
People who are interested,
exactly,
right.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, it is it's a great effort on your part, and I assume, though, the fundraising will continue even if the Pepsi Fresh campaign doesn't turn out to be the answer. Is that right?
We will keep plugging. We've got the will to get it done. We just
got the will to get it done.
That's right. We'll take
okay.
the action too, right?
Well, we'll have the link below this replay, and thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thanks, Kay. Appreciate it.
So, listeners, I'd love to have your comments on the 30-minute format. Please email me at the contact tab on the bottom of the page. Now, next week's show is going to be with Helen Clark, who is a very fun and funny British American who is a personal trainer in New Jersey. And even though she retains a very heavy British accent, when you don't have to know her very well at all to know that she's extremely American in her interest in politics. So we'll be talking with her about her personal training practice and also about her love for tweeting live political events. So I look forward to seeing you next week.